بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قصيدة أشعار فأعرف بالله. حضرت أقدس حضرت معنا شاهر كي محمد أقدس صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا. ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا. ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا. خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی عیش دعا لم ہوا جس پر فدا. میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا. سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا. بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لو ذرا. ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا. ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فگن کو بظاہر میر ہے غم میں پرا. خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی جس طرح پالے تو ان پر ہے فدا. خنجر تسلیم سے دوستوں ہو رہی ہے غیب سے سر جاتا. اہل ظاہر کو خبر اس کی نہیں جان حسرت کو ہے جو عشرت عطا. ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا. عشرت تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی عاشقوں کو اپنا غم بخوشا صدا. ساری دنیا کے مزے فانی ملے غیر فانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا. قبر کی جانب ہے جن کی منزلیں مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا. دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا. ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا. دشمنوں کو ایسے بو گل دیا
جو ستو کو اپنا دل دے دل دیا ان کے ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نا خدا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى اما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العلي العظيم. As our honorable illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasil Ali, Allah Ta'ala keep Hazrat with good health, afiyat, salamat, keep his shadow upon us for a long time so that we can benefit and gain the close proximity of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat says that every week we hear the same ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. But we should ponder and think, is the reality of this ayat coming into our hearts or not? That Allah Ta'ala so honorably, so respectably, Allah Ta'ala is addressing us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, E iman walu. O my very special friends, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has put it so beautifully in Urdu, E meri chahite bande, O my very special friends, my jewels. In other words, you have recognized who brought you into the world. This is a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman is that great gift, and this is no person's birthright. It's no person's achievement. It is solely and only the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we cannot make enough shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has blessed us with iman. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, do one more thing to protect that iman, to increase that iman all the time. Ittaqullah. Just inculcate taqwa. This love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this burning flame of the love of Allah. As in this beautiful poem, our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali teaches us so beautifully how this love of Allah, this taqwa will increase in a person. Gradually how a person will realize, and this Hazrat is explaining in this beautiful poem that why do we come here every week? What is our object and purpose to go to the Ahlullah, to sit in their majlis every week? It's not just to clock in a clock card or to show that I'm paban with the majlis, etc. It is that after we leave and the whole week we have to see that is the taqwa increasing in my life. Is my iman increasing? Am I taking benefit or not? So Allah Ta'ala says, Ittaqullah, become my very close friends. Don't just be an ordinary level of friendship. Yes, I come every week, I present myself. No, increase this connection with Allah all the time. And where you'll get this? Kunu mas-sadiqeen. Those that are true in the taqwa. That is, from this we learn also very, very important that our intention should be correct all the time. That this ikhlas flows solely and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. And it comes from all sides. A husband, his ikhlas has to be sincere. Wife, ikhlas has to be sincere. As Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully, that today we have problems in our lives, in our marriages, because our foundation, first of all, we didn't do it for the pleasure of Allah. You saw your wife, you saw her beauty, etc. Or you saw the family lineage, very wealthy father-in-law, so you got married. You didn't get married, it is the command of Allah. And this wife for the pleasure of Allah, she'll protect me from zina, she'll protect me from all evil, she'll serve me, I'll able to serve her, try and fulfill her rights. And then that marriage will be full of bliss, and that will be full of goodness, but we don't realize this. And once we realize myself, first of all, I'm dressing myself, and if all of us take benefit, alhamdulillah. Once we realize, even if it's after 20 years of marriage, 30 years, did we make tawbah and correct our intentions? That Ya Allah, the day I got married, my intention was totally useless. I've got no foundation of my marriage. Oh Allah, please forgive me. And Allah is Qadir and Mutlaq.
Allah is that great being that can put a foundation under a building even if the building is standing. That is our Allah. So we shouldn't think that now our 30 years is gone. Allah Ta'ala is so kind, as our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that O Allah, you are that great being. You say, أَنْتَحْبَتَ عَمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Many of our amal are destroyed and we don't even know. So Allah, we are that useless servants. And as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that Allah Ta'ala, we are the parcel of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has created us. Allah knows our ins and outs better than ourselves. Allah Ta'ala says, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan, you are so weak-minded. In your body you are weak, in your intelligence, everything you are weak. But you want to show your strength, you want to show your abilities, you have no abilities. The best insan is a person who realizes, I got no abilities, وَفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I hand my matter over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should say, Ya Allah, I don't even know Ya Allah. Every minute I'm destroying my actions. All my amal is going barbad and I don't even know. But oh Allah, you are kareem, you are very kind. And you are that qadir e mutlak being, that all those actions that are destroyed, you can bring it back into existence and put it to the highest degree of good actions and put it into our nama amal. And keep it by you amanat and protect it for us. Allahu Akbar. If you tell Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, please keep this amanat from you, this action amanat of mine amanat by you. Allahu Akbar, who can be more trustworthy than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Allah ta'ala won't even let those actions get destroyed. Like how a trustworthy person, you keep something by him, you know he will get it back and he'll look after it properly. Allah ta'ala doesn't just give it back, Allah nurtures it, increases it. And when Allah presents our actions back on the day of Qiyamah, then you'll be shocked. I did a small action where Allah ta'ala is giving me what a great return. Like the gift of Iman, Allah Ta'ala gives us. And then Allah Ta'ala explains to us through our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam, I gave you this gift, but if you appreciated your Iman, and you took care of your Iman, and you made dua for care of Iman, and protection of Iman, and you left this world with even the weakest Iman, then I will give you in return, in reward, 10 times the size of this whole world. And the last person entering into Jannat, Allah Ta'ala will tell him, desire what you want. And he will desire and desire, all his mind will be finished with thinking of desiring. Allah will tell him, that desire this now, desire this, desire that. After all that, he'll say, Allah, I don't need to desire anymore. Allah will say, all this for you plus 10 times more. That is Kareem, that is our Rabb. As Allah Ta'ala has taught us, that I made you insan, the best of all creation, ashraful makhlukat. But how to remain ashraful makhlukat? Ikra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. Ikra' wa rabbuka al-akram. You'll only remain insan if you learn who is your Allah. You came here, you'll become insan if you get the greatest knowledge, the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts from learning the greatness of Allah's name alone. Allah's being is beyond our imagination. Even the greatness of Allah's name we cannot imagine. But Allah ta'ala taught our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam that insan will remain on this high pedestal if they learn Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq. They learn the name of their Rabb who created them. And that is that Allah khalaq al-insan. Allah created the whole universe. And what we don't even know, all the creation of Allah, mind-boggling creation, beyond our imagination. What creation Allah Ta'ala has created. And in front of Allah, it's not even a speck. It's not even a Allah Akbar. As our Mashayikh teaches us so beautifully, that for Allah to give you the whole world, and to give you one earbud is the same thing. It means nothing. One earbud's got no value, the whole world has got no value. So from Allah, ask the best all the time. Always ask the best, but then be happy whatever Allah Ta'ala gives us. And ask Allah for the best, what is good for me. Not what I and our understanding, I think this is good for me. But it's far, like an immature child. For him, he thinks it's good now. He's already 16, 17, he can drive. He wants the latest BM and he wants to speed it up. His father, who's intelligent enough, knows it's still not good for him. So he feels, no, I'm being deprived. So exactly the same, Who knows better what is better for us than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah gave us this great honor of insaniyat. And Allah says, when you'll be insan, ikra wa rabbukal akram. Learn, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Rabb who brought you into existence, because he's akram, kareem o me akram. All those who can be kind, all their kindness is not even 1 billionth of a billionth of a billionth of an iota of the kareemi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala says that we have created means in this world, but the means are not mu'asir bizzat, the means are not effective in itself. The effectiveness comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So without means also Allah ta'ala showed that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not read and write. But Allah gave him the greatest knowledge which till today, all the knowledge of the past and the present and the future cannot compare an iota to the knowledge of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All this out of akram. And this person will become an insan when he recognizes Allah. So this iman Allah Ta'ala has given us, Allah says, appreciate this iman and build this iman by inculcating taqwa. And this you'll get by people who are true in their taqwa, sadiqeen. So the murid also has to be true. We come here for our islah, come here to learn the recognition of Allah, to gain the azmat, muhabbat, and the itaat of Allah will become enjoyable. Obedience to Allah will become, which is in reality enjoyable. Because we are immature and we think it's hard. A child in the beginning, he thinks his parents are hard upon him. When he realizes, oh, my parents have been so kind, how they protected me all the time. Now he loves his parents. Like we all talk about it. Many of us, especially in the old times, we say, oh, my father hit me like that, he hit me like that. In fact, even in your young days, your father must have told you, I'm sure you don't like me because I shout you like this. Today, what relish we say, oh, if it was not for our parents. As Hazrat taught us last week also, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, make shukr on your iman, and make shukr on those people who put you on iman, our parents who put us on iman. If they did not put us on iman, where we should be today? We shouldn't know where we are with our immature brains. So many of us in that reckless life of ours, enjoying all wrong type of company, wrong friends, and going to clubs and going to discos. Allah Ta'ala save us all, make us mark our parents who took us out, protected us, and cared for us. So Allah Ta'ala's kindness. So we have to be sincere. Hazrat also says this, that parents have to be sincere in taking care of their children. That this is a gift of Allah. It's an amanat. Not I make my child an alim, a hafiz, I make him a qari. Tomorrow everybody must know this is his son. He is the qari and he will get a high position. So I'll also be respected. So there's no ikhlas there. Although outwardly it looks like a very great dini position, there's no ikhlas in there. So similarly, parents also have to look after their children and give them education, all for the pleasure of Allah. Children also have to serve their parents, not because my father is a great alim, buzurg, or I'll get Allahu Akbar. As Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, this very important point. He says, generally even in deen, people have got the wrong intention of studying deen. That in the previous days, particularly like Baghdad, etc., people had very high positions. Ulama used to have high positions as far as being judges are concerned, and they were close associates of the king, etc. So the students, many of the children in that lineage, if the father was a judge, then they had to claim after that when the father left that no, it's my position. I have to get that position. So the king of that time decided, no, many of them are not rightful for that position, and they're claiming that position. So we have to open an institute where we can create, where we can produce such men that are worthy of that position. In other words, such a madrasa that the people learn proper deen, and they look forward to be obeying Allah's commands, and then they are worthy of that position. So many people took objection that now you're depriving people of knowledge of deen, etc. You just got your own institution. But when people were produced from that institution, what great people like Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, then people were shocked that these were really. And then also the king was not satisfied. After he opened his institution, then he went to test. One day he went like an ordinary person, simple person, and went to ask the student, sitting next to one student, he says, why you came to learn? Why you are learning here? He says, my father is a qazi, he is a judge. Tomorrow if I got this knowledge, I can become the judge tomorrow. The king fell dead. What is this? He went to a next student, he sat next to him, he said, why are you learning? He says, my father is a mufti, and I become a mufti, tomorrow I can also be on his position. The king was very upset, and in his heart he came that this institution I opened, money is getting wasted. Children are outwardly, they're learning deen, but their motive is all dunya. Allah save me, and just I'm talking for myself. If we all learn and take lesson, alhamdulillah. But this is my own reality. And Allah give me tawfiq to make our islah, and Allah makes our islah, inshallah. And grant us true sincerity. So then finally, he was feeling upset. He went to sit by one student who was a very simple, down-to-earth student, very poor type of student. So he went to sit by him, and he asked him, why are you learning? He said, I learned that I heard Allah who created us, brought us into our existence. Allah is our owner, our Malik, our creator. So if Allah is our creator, then we have to be obedient to Allah. And to be obedient to Allah, I have to learn how to be obedient to Allah. And then to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he heard this, he got extremely happy. He says, I want to close this madrasa down. Because of you, I'll keep this madrasa open. And because of you, this madrasa will flourish. And who was that student? Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi. Those were the great students of deen. So what we are learning myself, that we have realized our intention. First of all, Hazrat says, we're living with no intention. How many today made our niyyah that, oh Allah, I'm loving for your pleasure. You gave me life again. Maqsood Eman too. My object is you, oh Allah. And what is you? Allah's happiness. Many a times we say, even husband and wife have this common problem, that I'm serving you for Allah's pleasure. But you're not doing what that person is happy with, according to Sharia. We say we're serving our parents, but we're causing taklif to them. And do we say we're serving them for Allah's pleasure? That is not Allah's pleasure. So we have to learn what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah ta'ala will be pleased with us. And that is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why Allah ta'ala has made the system that this you can't learn in kitabs only. Kitabs you learn, you'll write in exam also what is the pleasure of Allah. But in practical, it only comes from prayer, from heart to heart. So Allah ta'ala has made the system that Allah, what kitabullah, that is the constitution. And the way constitution will be outplayed, what rijalullah. Without rijalullah, you won't learn the happiness of Allah. You'll be fooling yourself that I'm pleasing Allah. But you won't learn the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize the reality of this ayat. And every week, every day we should ponder and make dua that, oh Allah, make us amongst those who are working towards taqwa, and join us with your true sadiqeen. And then see, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat teaches us now what will be your effort towards your life to earning this true connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see how enjoyable life will become. Outwardly it seems, today everybody says life is stressful. What is happening in the world? It's hard to love. Look at the Ahlullah, what Hazrat says, Mushku tofano may be sahil dia. That in all the turmoil of the world, in all people's problems, I'm in the tufan, in the midst of the storm, but I'm like on the shore. I'm enjoying things like I'm on the shore, although outwardly it looks like I'm in tufan. I'm in problems, I'm not well also, I'm not looking well. So many people, Allahu Akbar, when our Shah, Hazrat Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullahi was ill for a considerable while, not for 1 or 2 months, 1 or 2 years, for many years, over 13, 14 years. And many people went to make Hazrat's this thing, consolement, and to express their grief, and make iyadat of the sick, which is a very great, honorable action and sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. But they say when we came there, Hazrat consoled us. In that condition, he was so splendid, happy, you won't say this many things. So this is reality. We just say it. To say it, words is very easy. And our Honorable Illustrious Sheikh, what is extreme humbleness? Hazrat says it's just words from, but that's reality what Hazrat also. But myself, it's just outward, just empty words. Allah give us even an iota, a brilliant of the reality of this. That then you see in Tofan, in the storms also, you get you on the shore. You're not uneasy. You are human being. Human feelings will be there. You get but worried, you get what will happen, but you know my connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to have human feelings and say, no, I don't even get scared, that is not a sign of a human being. Even Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his asa got dropped down and he saw it's a serpent. Human feelings, naturally, you'll shake a snake. But immediately he realized this is Allah's command. And Allah Ta'ala immediately consoled him. La takhaf, don't worry. We are in control of everything. So human feelings is something else. And reality that is not to be overtaken with grief. And now saying, why me? And why this happening to me? I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Our Shaykh says this is such a terrible statement. I am soaked in sin all the time and I say, I don't know what I'm doing. We have to say, what am I doing right? Allahu Akbar. As Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib Madazil Ali explained so beautifully, that when Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Ali, what a great buzurg of his time, when the ustad of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali came to visit him in his terminal illness, and Imam Hamad Rahmatullah Ali came to visit him, Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Ali is asking Hazrat Hamad Rahmatullah Ali, Yaghfirullah ka mithli? Will Allah forgive a person like me? Allahu Akbar. We think, no, I'm a great abid, I'm a tahajjud, I go for majlis, I'm a khalifa, I'm this, I'm that. They are worried, will Allah forgive a person like me? Allahu Akbar. To console him, Imam Hamad Rahmatullah Ali says, if Allah has to give me a choice, that who must take your hisab kitab, who must take your reckoning, your father, your ustad, your sheikh, anybody else, you want a choice, I'll choose only Allah. Because Allah is so kind, Allah is so merciful, Allah just looks for an excuse to overlook. Parents will still take us to task, ustaz will still take us to task, mashayikhs to a degree they'll take us to task. But Allah Rabbul Izzah just looking, when my banda will say, أَنَا وَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةً عِبَادِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoling those sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that didn't go out in the battle of Tabuk. Great command of Allah at that time. Faraz at that time. They didn't have real excuses and they stayed behind. Yet Allah ta'ala says when they showed their remorse that what a terrible action we did. They even tied themselves on the pillars in Masjid al-Nabawi. To show that till Allah ta'ala doesn't forgive us, we won't release ourselves. We'll be imprisoned in the Masjid. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what's happening here? They said, this is what they decided, that they have committed this great crime. They won't loosen themselves till Allah's. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I also won't loosen them till Allah's command don't come. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهُ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةً. Don't they know Allah forgives? Allah accepts the tawbah of His bandas. Even if you must mix your good actions with bad actions. Like myself, not even any good actions. Just felt all the time. But still, just one sincere the remorse. Astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Then see how Allah Ta'ala just turns. And Allah Ta'ala takes care. So we don't have anything to our credit. And we think, why is this so? In Tofan also. You use the wrong words. You won't say the wrong things. So Hazrat says, if you realize this, then unki janib rafta rafta le tala. Meri kashti ka mera gham na khuda. That unki janib, towards Allah Ta'ala. If our intention is sincere, that oh Allah, I come here for your pleasure. Oh Allah, I want my islah to be made. Oh Allah, I want connection with you, ya Allah. And you said, kunu mastadikin. This is the way. Get it from my true pious servants. So I have this firm yakin. This is your true pious servant. And this is why I come. Now Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat says, you'll see, slowly, slowly, you'll be going towards Allah. Don't expect overnight. That is very few cases. Generally, this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Insan will only achieve what he is making effort for. And this effort actually is not effort of dunya. We are totally in a misconception. Allah said, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَسَّ الدُّنْيَا نُوتِيهِ مِنَا. Whoever wants the tillage of this world, the enjoyments of this world, the the ones, the fruits and the benefits of this world, we'll give them how much we decide. Here Allah did not talk in the least but about effort. That if you want the fruits of this world, make effort and we'll give you so much. The world Allah has decided we are going to give you so much. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَا سَعْيَهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever desires akhirah, so what Allah Ta'ala is talking of sa'i, of manat, of effort, Allah is talking with regard to akhirah, with regard to our real life. For that we have to make this little effort. And that effort also is not from our side. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This effort, this is what is called tawfiq. That we desire, O Allah, I want to come towards you. I want to meet you in akhirah, that you are happy with me. That I am happy with you, O Allah. Then Allah gives you tawfiq. Allah makes the way easy. Now Allah made it easy. Allah gave us strength. Allah gave us the car. Allah gave us understanding. Allah showed us the road. And Allah has brought us here. This is what is called tawfiq. Many people say, I didn't get tawfiq. But azan you heard. You had the ability to make wuzu. You had the ability to walk. Everything you didn't. So you didn't use your tawfiq. So this is Allah Ta'ala is saying that when you make this little effort, you'll see. Allah will be taking you along. Meri kashti ka mera gham na khuda. Now you realize your ship is sailing in the ocean. It looks like it's sailing very slow, very slow. But finally they reach. People in those days used to go on the SS Karanja, 3-4 weeks to India. And Hazrat explains his own journey. What a journey, but where they reach? They reach Darul Deoband. They reach what high positions. They came back, they served the Ummat. They put us on the path and they're showing us the road, how that is. So slowly you'll go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is in this path? That you come here and you realize that what will be steering my ship? What is the pilot of my ship? This gham, this grief for the pleasure of Allah. That Allah has put desires in our heart. That we want to also enjoy life. We also want to go out like other people, going to movies, etc. But Allah won't be happy. So I'll bear that pain. I'll stay away. I'll control my gazes. I won't get involved in the wrong things of this world. That will be steering your ship towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we just come here and what we don't want to take the pain in the heart, let this week now, inshallah, I promise, O Allah, I'll try my best to obey all your commands. Try my best to stay away from all those things you made haram. But Allah, I'm weak, you help me. Allah will help us. We have to make the niyat and just that little effort. Then see, Hazrat says, what is this effort now? It's not so easy also, but it's not so difficult also. And according to a person's effort, Allah Ta'ala accordingly rewards. That is why in a masjid also we walk in, don't just judge any person. A person who's coming from an environment which is full of music, there's no Muslim homes around, that person may come to the masjid, he might even have a jeans and a t-shirt, but he is coming, is much more difficult than me and you. Our environment is very, it's conducive. It's easy for us. The wife will also tell you it's azan. Your small child will also tell you, Papa, it's azan, now go. So for our coming compared to his, Allah Ta'ala sees that. Allah, and we see the outward, look at this man. Now he come here, no topi also. See how he's dressed also. But he came from such an environment. That is what Allah Ta'ala takes qadr. And he had to drink the blood of regret that everybody, the environment there is full of enjoyment and music. But he drank all that blood and he came to masjid. Allahu Akbar. So we should appreciate every person and never look at our own condition. Realize we are making no effort. It's only Allah's fazl and karam. So Hazrat says, Khune hasrat pi ke wo ishrat mini. That I had to drink the blood of regret. That is, oh, I just want to do this action. In the start, it's regret. That I want to also watch the cricket. I also want to go with my friends to the match. I also want, they went for that party, they went for that dawat. And I knew it's mixed gathering, but I'll stay one side. And I regret, Hazrat says, in the beginning, I had to drink all that regret. And it was paining for me also. But, wo ishrat mini. Then I got that enjoyment of life. Outwardly, you think you enjoy, if you went there, you enjoyed life. Hazrat says, just drinking that blood of that regret, that in the start, I should have went. But then what ishrat I got, what real quality life Allah Ta'ala gave me. Aishe do alam huwa jis parfida. That the enjoyment of both the worlds who are prepared to sacrifice on my life. that what enjoyable life you getting. And well, Allah, when we see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, outwardly you think, hey, these people, where are they traveling and all that? But when you see just they're sitting in their gathering, what enjoyment is in there? What even they're just sitting quietly and you're sitting there, you feel an enjoyment. And such what friends in a party, etc. Outwardly you laughing and you're going to town. But when you come back, you tell your wife two panados, I got a headache. If you had enjoyment, why you need a headache? Why you need panados? So it shows, Hazrat says, that if just for a little while, come here to learn how to get the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then see what a people, your family will say, you're not coming for the wedding, you're not coming for the walima. Just nicely, don't act like a big buzzard, get no, I don't go to these gatherings. Explain to them, it's not conducive in a nice way. You can't explain to them, just keep quiet. You know, I'll be more comfortable at home. Then see what Ishra, they will see what you got. The whole, both the worlds will want to be fida and want to sacrifice for that life what you got. Then Hazrat further says, even further Hazrat explains this type of life, that is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meri hasrat ki baharo ko na pooch, don't ask the spring of my regrets. In other words, I stayed away from lot of haram, but now it is like spring. I'm enjoying such a beautiful garden. Don't ask me what is the enjoyment of that. All that haram that I stayed away from, what enjoyment I got, people thought, hey, you are backward, you don't even know the cricket scores, you don't even know who's playing today, where, in which world you are loving. But what enjoyment you got, though they don't even know. Like Hazrat says, they make monkey business with us. We know the matches are bought out, but we still go and watch. Like foolish idiots, we are still looking. And we are still imitating those fools. And even calling our children by non-Muslim sportsmen's names. How they have, the shaitan has made us stupid. Where Hazrat says that the spring of my regrets, I stayed away from that, but I'm loving spring. Ehle ishrat ban gaye mere kada. That those people that are living outwardly in enjoyment, big businessmen, they got big castles, etc., big bungalows, they have become my mendicants, they are becoming my slaves. They want to come sit in my company. They thought they are enjoying life, but when they came in the company of the Ahlullah, then they realized, yes, peace and contentment. Yes, enjoyment of life. And they started humbling themselves. So if you come for the pleasure of Allah, and the Shaykh's niyat is also sincere, that not, oh, just a big man came now, man. Now I must catch a fish here. No, for the pleasure of Allah. Get his heart connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then see, sab ki ishra dil se bahar ho gayi. Meri hasrat mere dil mein hai sada. Hazrat says that everybody's enjoyment of life, and as our Shaykh explains, enjoyment is something that is part of you. It's in the heart. It's not outside of you. Today we're looking at outside resorts, the hotels, and we think that is enjoyment. So Hazrat says, sab ki ishrat dil se bahar ho gayi. Everybody's enjoyment is outside of the heart. So there's no enjoyment. It's not in your heart. Meri hasrat mere dil mein hai sada. That pain that I went through and regret to, for the commands of Allah, I'll stay away from the enjoyments of dunya, that is still intact in my heart all the time. I'm getting that enjoyment, I can feel now that enjoyment, that, oh Allah, you gave me tawfiq not to attend these wrong gatherings, to control my gazes, my ears, etc. I'm feeling that enjoyment. And they went to big resorts. They got big hotels, and they thought they got free holidays, but everything outside them. They didn't get any enjoyment. So what they are fooling themselves. So Hazrat says so beautifully, Be wafa ishrat hai ya hasrat hai mir. He says, oh Mir, either addressing Hazrat Mir Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, or either addressing us all in general, oh sir. Now think for yourself, what is more loyal? This outward enjoyment, entertainment of life, going to this resort, going to sports, etc. Is that more loyal, or this regret that I have got, that I stayed away from, I didn't go. I'm a human being, I had some regret, but now I feel enjoyable. That regret is enjoying, it's like a garden in my heart. So which is more loyal? To stay away from all this haram and have that little pain, but after that you're enjoying yourself. Or to go and also say, let me be part of, I can't be left out. And you come back, overward, going further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, soch kar khud faisla kar lo zara. That you think for yourself, make your own decision. Like our Hazrat explained so beautifully, Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, one of his murid said, Hazrat, that I can't control my gazes. I have to look at women. How can I? And so many beautiful women walk around in the bazaars, and I can't. I have to control my gazes. So Hazrat says, do your own test, and you make your own decision, that when you look at a woman, for how many days that it trouble your heart. And when your heart is troubled, your whole mind is upset, your body is upset. Outwardly you're trying to act like a normal person, but in front of your wife you're also not normal. Your friends also, they'll make you out, this man is in his own dunya. Like Hazrat says, pagal kitra, like a madman. So Hazrat says, you do your own faisla, your own decision, you check yourself, your own heart, do your own treatment. That when you look, for how many days does it trouble you? How many months? And if you don't look, how long it troubles you? So he did the test, he was sincere. He did the test, he wrote back to his sheikh and he said, Hazrat, if I look 3 days consecutive, 72 hours, that thought is playing in my mind. I looked, but I didn't even take her number. I didn't even walk behind her. All this, my namaz is kharab, my tahajjud is kharab, everything is kharab. And if I don't look, 10, 15 minutes, I feel that regret, and then it's gone. And I feel comfortable, I feel at ease. So Hazrat says, you make your own decision. What is more loyal? Is your looking more loyal or not looking loyal? That regret is more loyal or that foolishness to enjoy, and you think there's enjoyment. Hazrat Awadara Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah says so beautifully, maza ki baat ye hai ke guna mein maza hai nahi. That let me tell you a thing of enjoyment, in sin there's no enjoyment. Don't fool yourself. Outwardly you might seem some enjoyment, but in reality, like Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, is like a thirsty person want to quench your thirst with drinking sea water, salt water. You can drink the whole ocean, it will never quench your thirst. Guna also will never ever quench our enjoyment. So let us not be fooled. Hazrat says, you make your own decision. Unki rahmat mir par saaya fagan, go bazair mein bazair mir hai gham mein para. Then Hazrat says so beautifully, when you go through this little pain and that little regret, now you find Allah's rahmat is all the time on that, on you, O Mir Sahib, down barakatum. You stayed in my company. You learn how to take the pain of the love of Allah. Allah's shadow of rahmat is covering you all the time. Although outwardly people think, hey, Hazrat Mir Sahib is making so lot khidmat and he is going through tough time. He is enjoying the mercy of Allah. So outwardly people will think, oh, this man doesn't even know about the sports. He doesn't even know the cricket players' names. That is how sad we are. And how shaitan fools us. Muslim players are playing. You must support them. What full height of foolishness. We don't know names of Sahaba radiallahu. Simple, great Sahaba we don't know. We don't know the names of Ahle Bayt, the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we don't have regret. So how sad it is. So if you go through this little pain and you learn to take this pain of the love of Allah, and this is continuously. As you get closer to Allah, greater test comes upon you. We should ask for afiyat all the time. But Allah makes it easy. And Allah Ta'ala makes you pass through this through this path towards Allah comfortably, slowly, slowly, with ease and comfort. Khajgi unki hai hamari bandagi. Then this reality will come. That Allah is the king. Allah is my malik. Allah is my owner. I am the slave of Allah. Allah is ma'bud. I have to recognize my Allah. I must be a slave of Allah. That is every time what my Allah wants me to do, that is what I must be doing. What Allah wants me, how Allah wants me to dress, that's how I must dress. How Allah Ta'ala wants me to, then you don't have to ask, is it jais to wear this? Is it jais to wear Bermudas? Is it jais to read namaz? Will Allah be happy with me? As Hazrat explained so beautifully, that today we don't even think, particularly Fajr time. We go to masjid, human folk read their namaz with their nighties, with their night clothes, pyjamas. Is Allah happy with me? That if you got an important meeting even Fajr time, before Fajr, how you'll get ready? You'll have your bath, you'll dress everything. No, I'm going for an important meeting. But here, which meeting can be more important than Allah? So Haj ki unki, Allah is the sovereign. We should realize Allah is our owner. Our Allah is so great, and we are the slaves of Allah. Jis tarah paale tu in par rah fida. How Allah Ta'ala takes care of you, just be fida of Allah. Realize Allah is taking care of me. Allah is giving me another life every day, every split moment, every billionth of a second we are breathing in air. Allah is giving us another life. Ask that person, Allah save us, that 1 minute your oxygen stop and you got asthma problem. You gasping for breath, you become hysterical. And we, Allah is giving us less. So shouldn't we be fida upon Allah? Shouldn't we be giving our life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And by giving our life to Allah, we're not doing Allah a favor. We're doing ourselves a favor. That you'll get real enjoyment of life. Khanjar taslim se ae dosto, ho rahi ye ghaib se sajjaf ata, Allah Akbar. Hazrat says, what does dagger of submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not easy also. Now it's time for Fajr namaz and you say, I slept late last night. Shaitan is playing. You just take that dagger on your heart and throw that blanket one side. In other words, comfortably get up and see, now you submitted, is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell your wife also, Allah will be happy. You get up. Allah will be happy with us. So Hazrat says, so be, oh my friends, just take that dagger of submission to Allah. And this is a true Muslim. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was told, Aslim, Aslim. He says, Qala aslam tu li rabbil alameen. Allah ta'ala is telling Ibrahim alayhi, who is totally submissive, that you become a Muslim. He says, Wallah, you are owning the whole world. And me, one ordinary slave, why shouldn't I be a proper Muslim? So let me, myself, all of us see, is my Islam getting better all the time? Now Ramadan Sharif is right at our doorstep, without even realizing. Last Ramadan, myself, didn't even make Qadr. Allah is bringing in the next one here. And we should be looking forward that, oh Allah, I promise, I will be submissive. I want to change my life. Allah Ta'ala says that you'll see from the unseen treasures of Allah, you're getting thousands of lives as a gift from Allah. Such enjoyment you get. Now in going for that Fajr namaz, just now you thought it was hard, but go to the masjid and come back, now you're smiling, you're enjoying yourself. And if you didn't go and get up, see, you telling your wife, I got a headache. Because that is Shaitan's bodge on you at that time. Ehle zahir ko khabar uski nahi. Chani hasrat ko hai jo asrat, jo ishrat ata. What do the people who see outward things? They see outward things of this dunya, they don't know about these things. These things they won't understand. What they talk about the love of Allah. Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayhi tell today the West, they believe him to be a great philosopher. But they don't know he's talking about the love of Allah. What enjoyment he got, they don't know. So the people of Zahir, they don't, and even outwardly, we can be practicing on deen also. But when we don't have that love of Allah, we'll be coming for namaz. No, it's Fajr time, I must go. But going with that love of Allah, that's a just different enjoyment. You just get a different enjoyment, getting up, making wuzu, all that. Jaani hasrat ko hai jo ishrat ata. That person who's got the life of this regret, of the pain, of the love of Allah, that is the life, that is the real enjoyable life Allah is blessing him with. Ishrat hai to dunya, do dushmano ko bhi mile. Aashiqo ko apna gham baksha sada. That remember, that this artificial outward enjoyment, this life of enjoyment, pleasures, going to resort now, flying, people think you're flying business trips. Hey, that man is a lani man, he's flying from here to there. But what problems, what is going through his mind? Hazrat says that even the enemies they got. Outwardly it looks that they're having enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala says very, very clearly in the Quran Kareem, don't be fooled, these kafirs, you think this executive, he's got so many credit cards, he's going to this 5-star hotel, he goes to this lounge and that lounge, hey, he must be enjoying himself. He's got no enjoyment, it's outward, don't fool yourself. Hazrat says that even the enemies have got. What the ashiks, the lovers of Allah, they got, the pain of the love of Allah. And that remains all the time. And the more you build it, the more it's enjoyable. And that will give us enjoyment in the qabr. It will give us real enjoyment on the day of Qiyamah. And the real enjoyment when we, Allah Ta'ala, keep us in the company of the Ahlullah on the day of Qiyamah and enter us into Jannah without reckoning. Under the flag of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat says, don't be fooled. Sari dunya ke maze fani mile. Ghair pani mushku tera gham mila. That those people who didn't worry of taking the pain of the love of Allah, staying away from sin, inculcating the taqwa, the whole world, they got all this artificial enjoyment. That I went for this picnic, I went for my holiday, I went to this place, now I went, hey, now you're thinking, hey, this man enjoyed himself. Ask him what enjoyment, he says, when I came back, I needed another holiday. Then I had to go for treatment. Then I needed so many panados, etc. Rare fani, what is not artificial, what is eternal, mujh ko tera gham mila. Oh Allah, you blessed me with your pain of your love. That is why this is what we should be begging for, Allah. Grant me also this love of yours. Just, it might be painful outwardly, but in the beginning it might be a bit painful. But as you get this enjoyment, you realize this is the real gift that we should be desiring and working for. And how kind is Allah Ta'ala to us. Allah made all the system so easy for us. Allah put it in place. We should just make our niyat correct. قبر کی جانب ہے جن کی منزلیں مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا. Let those people who are going towards the qabr, everybody is going towards the qabr. And even whether you are prime minister, whoever, and whether you are outwardly a big lani, you think, hey, just a big move. Let me make friendship with him. Hazrat says, don't put your support on those people. Put your support on Allah Rabbul Izzat. Put your love, and we are all going towards the qabr. Let us realize that is what we should be preparing for. And this is one great sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Time is up. We thought we'll discuss little of that, but no time. Alhamdulillah, this poem itself, every line is what a bayan. You can't just stop and we're doing it even just briefly. But let us realize, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, we are preparing. And real preparation, real effort is for akhirat. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam everywhere teaches us. Now Ramadan Sharif is here. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us barakat. What is barakat? That is my namaz is coming in order. Is my, if I'm punctual, is my concentration building? Is my wuzu correct? Is my istinja correct? We don't even think whether our istinja is correct. We take it for granted. Am I going for istinja with consciousness of sunnat? This was the sunnat way of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Am I starting my wuzu with the intention of sunnat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So all these points we have to pick up from our honorable illustrious Shaykh and try and bring it into our life. And Hazrat says, don't put your trust on firmness on anybody. We all going towards qabr. Dushmano ko ae shuab wa gil diya. Dosto ko apna darde dil miya. Allahu Akbar. What is the sign of friendship? Friend, those that are not your true friends, your enemies, you give them outwardly, it looks nice. They got all the pleasures, enjoyments of this world. Now they're going to this hotel. Now they got the owning this mine and that mine. And you think they're owning all the richness of this world. Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat says, abo gil. It's the sand and dust. What they are earning. They can own all the gold mines also. It's sand and dust. They got no enjoyment, no happiness whatsoever. And the friends, we give them real gifts. And what is that? Dard de dil, the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you get the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala says, Rijal, these are men. If you want to become men, then follow in their footsteps. They sat in the sohbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Allah Ta'ala has implanted His love and the pain how to go through the love of Allah and obey the commands of Allah. They were men. That even in their business, it didn't disturb them from the remembrance of Allah. And their effort and their object was not business. That I must own the mine. I must own this. No, I must earn to spend in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not 1 minute at the expense of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality. Hazrat finally says, when you go through the scores and you realize that what if you want to become the friend of Allah, then you must beg for dard-e dil, the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, many people, their business is flourishing, this is Allah's fazl. Or they got a new house, Allah's fazl, they even write, Haza min fadli rabbi. This is Allah's fazl. Hazrat says, you forget the second part of the ayat. Liyabluwani ashkur am akfur. Allah gave you this to test you, that in that beautiful house of yours, if it's Allah's fazl, then what's the big shaitan box doing there? And that's not Allah's fazl. Allah is testing you whether you are free. What is real Allah Ta'ala's fazl? Hazrat our Dada Shaykh's beautiful couplet. Jis pe hai fazl rahmani, tar karta hai kari shaitani. Upon whose Allah's fazl is, He is leaving out the works of shaitan. Now he stays away from sports, his friends telling you, know the score. And even in the masjid, even good people, ulama, in the masjid, what's the score? And even if they hear the Shaykh's bayan, or Shaykh doesn't like, but quietly you'll see after that they're still asking one another. So it shows that Allah's fazl is not still upon us. We should be begging for Allah's fazl, crying for Allah's fazl, and coming here with this intention, then see, unko sahil par bhi tughyani mili, mujhko tofano bhi bhi sahil diya. Then Allah Ta'ala says that the sign of the real fazl of Allah, those people enjoying outward life, they outwardly on the shore, They enjoying life. They in big, big hotels. But they got tuhyani. They restless. They uneasy. They got depression. You hear rich, rich people committing suicide, depression, all that. What is that? That they don't have peace. Mushku tufano may be style. I'm in turmoil. My family is also sick. I'm sick. Outwardly, it looks like I'm in problem. But I'm enjoying Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, a pious servant says so beautifully, Ham mutmain bi'ate ya Rab, to hakim bi'e hakim bi'e. That, oh Allah, we are sitting comfortable, oh Allah. That you are the one. You're not just a ruler with an iron fist. Whatever you do is full of wisdom. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in understanding this reality, that we should be preparing for our akhirat to meet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in such a way that Allah is pleased with us and we should be pleased with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کو گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين, فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والنية والهدي, إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا, وخذ بنواصينا إلى الخير والبر والتقوى. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى ومن العمل ما ترضى, والصحة والعفة والأمانة والحياء وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. اللهم علمنا الكتاب والحكمة وفقهنا في الدين ووفقنا للعمل الصالح يا رب العالمين, ويسر لنا صحبة الصادقين وجنبنا برحمتك صحبة الطالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا طيبا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين, واغفر لموتانا ولموتى المسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.